Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now let's find out what's going on. Joining us is Coulter Lubin, who is a DNR wildlife technician, but also is a sportsman himself. And thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Craig, to talk about this this thing that kind of started as just a bunch of buddies getting together. And I guess now I'm on the radio talking about it.
Absolutely. That means it's becoming an important thing, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
It's a squirrel hunt. Your ninth year.
Yep.
That you're having over on the
Nema Peninsula.
Is there a Nema Peninsula?
Oh, yep, yeah, yep, yep. There is. I know. It's the smallest of the three peninsulas.
There you go.
But yeah, we've been doing it for. This is the ninth annual. We call it the ninth annual Youper Squirrel Derby. Seems to fit, and we
Youper Squirrel Derby.
Yep, yep.
All right.
And we do it. It kind of started out, like I said, 9 years ago. Just a group. I think there was six of us that went out hunting on some cold. I think it was a January morning. It was freezing. I don't know if we maybe saw three squirrels, but it was just a way for us to get outdoors. And we kind of have since grown it into a thing where we actually take registrations for the hunt. It's $10 to enter the hunt. And this year it's an additional $5 if you want a t-shirt. We're having t-shirts made with the logo on the front and then all the sponsors on the back. Last year, so in 2023, we had 36 participants in the hunt, which is pretty good for a squirrel hunt in the UP, especially last year we had some crazy cold front move in. But we've been doing it the third Saturday in March. And kind of part of the reason for that is typically we get decent weather in March. And then also it's after walleye season is over, so hopefully we can optimize participation because some of the folks that participate in the squirrel hunt also are big ice fishermen, so this is kind of a good opportunity to make sure we include everybody that wants to come out to the hunt.
That means it'll be March 16th.
Yep,
it's same March, your host day.
Yep, March, yeah, March 16th this year, and I don't know if you want me to speak to the format of the hunt a little bit,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
I also want to talk about the fundraiser.
So. Well, we'll get to that in a little bit, but yes, let's talk more about the hunt.
Yep. So the hunt is on the 16th. So I should explain the three categories. So there's three categories because we don't have a bunch of squirrels everywhere. We wanted to have other things that you could harvest to be able to participate. So the first category is most gray squirrels. And when I say most, it's up to 5 because the Michigan limit for gray squirrels, and it's gray black squirrels, it's black face.
Right.
You're allowed up to 5 and that pays 60% of the payout. And then there's the most red squirrels, which is up to, in that, red squirrels, there's no limit on red squirrels in the state of Michigan. So most red squirrels is a category, and that pays 25% of the pot. And then there's the biggest non-squirrel, which is typically a porcupine or a coyote, and that pays 15%. If that all adds up, it should add up to 100%. So like I said, it's $10 to enter the hunt. An additional 5 if you want a t-shirt, and it's 100% payouts, and it goes by that percentage. And of course, we usually have multiple limits, and then of course we weigh those on a scale.
How often does someone get a coyote?
The coyote was just 1 year. One year, somebody got a coyote. It's otherwise been won by a porcupine most years. So, and we're actually, I think, Roy Dahlgren said he's going to take the porcupines and clean them up and cook them. So
well,
not at the event, but he's going to take them. I'll keep them. And then that's what he told me. So I'm going to hold him to it. He's on the radio now, so he's going to have to. So, but no, so we do that. Of course,
I don't know if I want to try that because he brings in stuff to taste test once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about porcupine.
Maybe you got to do an interview here.
Have you had porcupine?
He said it's good.
Have you had it?
No, I haven't. Okay. I'm just trusting Roy.
Trusting Roy.
Yeah,
that's a dangerous thing right there.
Yeah. And then, of course, we eat all of the gray squirrels. Those all get, individual hunters take them, or there's actually some individuals down in Nema there that don't do the hunt that love eating squirrels, so they take them. And then the red squirrels, we actually cut the tails off, and those go to MEP spinners. You can send them to different fly tires, but we send all of ours to MEPs because that's what they make the tails out of on their spinners. So yeah, that's the hunt. If you're interested in participating, which I hope people are, we really want you to participate. Like I said, we don't really have teams. It's $10 a person, but obviously we usually hunt in pairs. But of course, when you bring your game in at the end of the day, you're getting credit for what you harvested that day.
Where are you hunting?
Anywhere. It's, yep, you can hunt anywhere in the state of Michigan for the hunt. So that's kind of cool about the structure. There's not a meeting time in the morning. There's just, you have to be at NAMA Inn, behind the inn, at 5 p.m. on the 16th. That's 5 p.m. Eastern on the 16th. So technically the hunt starts at midnight because of the coyote, because you can get a coyote. So on midnight on the 16th, technically you can start hunting coyote. Of course, mm-hmm. you can't hunt squirrels at night. But then the next day you can hunt anywhere. I typically hunt Menominee County. People hunt Delta County. People hunt Schoolcraft. I know there's folks coming from Menominee County to hunt. And obviously Menominee and Delta County and part of Schoolcraft is where the most squirrels are, you know, in the UP, most gray squirrels. If you are interested in hunting, contact me. Again, my name is Coulter Lubin. The best way to contact me for something like this is send me a message via Facebook or send me an email, which is lubben1cc@gmail.com. lubben1cc@gmail.com, or just shoot me a Facebook message, and that way we can get you signed up for the hunt. And then you can also sign up at the NAMA Inn as well. They have a sign up sheet there at the NAMA Inn down there on the NAMA Peninsula.
Why do you think this has become more popular?
I don't know.
What's fun about it?
I think that, you know, anytime you continue to, and that's why I wanted to stay like on the third Saturday in March. I think if you can have an event, I'm not an event promoter necessarily, but I think if you can just do something every year consistently on the same date, it's just kind of in people's mental calendars or maybe on their calendar. And I just think, I mean, for me, you know, we, of course, a lot of people know I'm extremely passionate about small game hunting. It's how I started. I hate to see it declining like it is across the state or really across the country for that matter. And I think it's just a cool thing to promote small game hunting, right? Or just time outdoors that isn't necessarily revolved around like big game, around deer, something more serious. This is something, I mean, who cares if you only get one squirrel, right? Nobody's stressing out about something like this. And I think that this is a way to get people out there to do it. And I really hope that we can get more youth to do it. I would like to eventually have a youth category, but you got to have participation in order to have some of that. And that's why I kind of waited to do what we're going to talk about next, the fundraiser, because I wanted to start seeing decent numbers to make, you know, to be able to pitch to sponsors that, you know, this thing is worth donating to and to be able to raise money for a good cause. So I think that, you know, we've gotten to the point now with 36 participants in 2023. To me, that's a really good turnout for a hunt in, you know, in the UP. And another thing I want to speak to.
Were most of them successful last year?
Yeah, I mean, well, last year, I don't know if you remember, we had a crazy March storm and it hit like the day of the Squirrel Derby. I think we had 3 limits last year. And then, you know, I think I got like 2. I don't think all 36 people got a squirrel, because I think there were some people that woke up and couldn't see their truck in the driveway and thought, I don't. And they just donated the money and maybe showed up at NEMA after for some food and a beer or something. But I think that's also what's cool is that NEMA Inn, if you haven't been down there, it's an awesome place. Yes. Charlie and all the folks that work for him there do an amazing job. And that was part of the reason we went there, is because, you know, you look at some of these businesses, March can be kind of a slow time, you know, snowmobiling. Well, this year there was none, but in a typical year, it's usually mm-hmm. done by then, mm-hmm. especially in the southern UP. Ice fishing is winding down. And so we just met at NEMA because it was like, why not just get food and some beverages there and kind of support a local business during a time when maybe they don't have a bunch of people coming in. Well, but it so now, happens that it's going to be a busy day at NEMA that day.
Is it really? I mean, because of the fundraiser or because
this, and
else?
Then they're also doing their St. Patrick's Day celebration. So
of course, yeah, St. So, your host day on
but,
that Saturday, St. Patrick's
me,
on Sunday.
With this fundraiser we're going to talk about, I think having more people there that are maybe having some beverages
there
and
go.
Want to support a good cause, it might be a great thing for a fundraiser. So I'm excited.
So one of the reasons to gather at the NEMA Inn is the fundraiser that you're now starting
yep.
after the hunt.
Yep.
And that is to support.
Yeah, so we're doing a fundraiser. I'll go into the details, but essentially the organization that we're donating all of the proceeds to is the Delta County Crushers, and that is a youth shooting sports club right here in Delta County. Craig Lancor, who's the head of that organization, was supposed to be here today, but he was part of that ice rescue last night and couldn't make it this morning. But so he could speak more to it if you want to know more details. I can put his phone number down later here.
I've done stories with the Delta Crushers. I've been out to the shooting range with them. It's a great, great program.
Yeah, and I think
and the kids are really into it.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome. I was messaging Craig this morning to try to get some more details once he told me he couldn't, unfortunately, be here. It involves 4 schools here in Delta County, 25 kids, and that's age 8 to 18, and that's both boys and girls. And I think it's great, right? Because, you know, me, I was a big athlete in high school, but, you know, not everybody is, right? Or maybe if my school would have had, or if there would have been an organization, maybe I would have done something like this. But there just wasn't. So it's really cool.
I know I would have done something like
this.
Yeah,
and there just wasn't. And so it's great that we have that, you know, to kind of teach responsible gun ownership, kind of introduce folks, you know, kids into, you know, the sport of shooting, and then, you know, hopefully
competitively.
Competitively, which
they do
is
a really good job.
Yeah, I would be horrible. I say I do it. I wouldn't have been any good. I can't hit the broadside of a barn most days. But no, so if you have any.
I've heard your hunting stories. That's not true.
Yeah, I shoot enough. But so if you have any more questions about Delta County Crushers, which is, you know, under the umbrella organization of the Upper Peninsula Youth Shotgun Sports Organization, Craig Lancor is always great to talk to. You can find his website find his number on the website, or his number is 399-9894, and he unfortunately couldn't be here, and he can speak more to that. But I think I like that the money is staying right here in Delta County, and that it's benefiting youth. You know, I don't have any kids of my own, but at the same time, you know, I see the importance of making sure youth get outdoors, whether that be to hunt or to hike or whatever it is, but get them outdoors. And obviously, you know, youth shooting sports is one way.
What will we see at the fundraiser?
Yeah, so there's a couple different things. And like I said, I'm not an event organizer, but I did, with the help of Craig, of course, kind of organize. I put organization in quotes because it's not my strong suit. But we have, so there's a couple different ways that we're going to raise money. One of the ways that we're currently, like at this exact moment, raising money is we're selling gun raffle tickets. These guns were donated. There's two guns on the tickets. There's a 20 gauge and there's a 12 gauge. There's a Charles Daly 20 gauge model 101, a Hatfield single shot 12 gauge. One of those guns was donated by UP Trappers, and one of those guns was donated by Beauchamp Landscaping out of Manistique. So these tickets are available throughout, I guess they're available at the Nama Inn, Rapid River Pub, Swallow Inn, and then I'm dropping some off at Smith & Sons Lumber in Rapid River today too. Jack said he was more than happy to have those there. So they're $5 each, or $3 for $10, and we haven't, you know, we'll be selling them the night of too, of course, at the event. But I would just encourage, or contact me. I, of course, have some. Craig Lancor has some. And so that's one way we're currently raising money. And then also we are doing, after, so at 5 p.m. we meet, you know, at Nama Inn, weigh in the squirrels, weigh in the porcupines, you know, of course, divvy that money up to those winners. But then Charlie McIntosh from Nama Inn was gracious enough to let us use the Nama General Store, mm-hmm. which is right next to the inn, and we're doing bucket raffles there. So we got a bunch of donations from different companies and organizations around the UP, or actually around the state, that are donating different items to do some just bucket raffles. And some of those raffle items are still coming in, so I don't have all the details, but they'll be all outdoor related items. So
do you need to sign up then beforehand for the shoot? And then, obviously, the raffle, there's nothing to sign up for. You just need to be there, right?
Yep. So okay. The hunt, we want everybody, because we don't want folks to just, like, go out and hunt and do well and then sign up.
Right.
So you need to be signed up with me at Nama Inn. Ideally, by the, you know, like, I go to bed at, like, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock on the 15th, right? So sometime around, you know, before midnight on the 16th, you know, I would like money in my hands or money in the envelope at Nama Inn. And there's different ways. I get payment from Venmo. That was the most popular way, because some of these people are coming from a little bit of ways away. But the one thing I didn't mention, Craig, that's my favorite part of this whole event that was kind of just came together. We're doing a youth giveaway gun. So we had money donated to us by Lime Great Lakes Timberlands. And that money allowed us to purchase a Savage 22 Rascal with a case, with ammunition. Those are purchased from Jay's Sports Supply and Powers there. And any youth 16 and under, we're just using 16 because that's mm-hmm. the DNR youth. So that's the age we're using. 16 and under that participate in the hunt, or even just show up for the fundraiser, all of them will just get a ticket, just one ticket per youth, and we'll draw that at the end of the night. And whoever draws that gets a gun, a case, and ammunition. So.
Do they need to be there to win the gun?
So for the youth, yes. So the youth would have to be there for the youth giveaway gun.
Okay.
For these raffle ticket items, no, you don't. You know, you don't have to be at that event. We'll draw those and I'll call you, because of course these raffle tickets have all that contact information.
All right.
So for the youth giveaway, youth have to be there. For the, you know, the gun raffle items, which are, you know, at different businesses yeah. around the county, you do not have to be there.
So you're meeting at 5. When is the event going to be over?
I mean, it usually takes us like a half hour to 40 minutes between weighing squirrels, paying out money, taking some pictures of the event. So I would say we'll be at the general store starting some of the fundraiser bucket raffle stuff by, you know, like 5:30. I probably am not going to hunt much that day. I'm going to get there pretty early and get all the raffle items and stuff set up. So if you show up early, Nayman will be happy to have you and, sure, you know, have food, have it, you know, have something to drink. They're going to have live music that night too over in the Nayman Inn. So there's a lot of reasons to be down in Nayman that night. So I think it'll be a good thing, and it'll be kind of a good way to wrap up the winter, although it seems like winter already wrapped up.
Kind of weird. I thought it was weird last year. This year is just as weird.
It is.
Just a little different. Well, it's a big thing to put on. How do you get this all put together?
Yeah, so really we couldn't do any of this without all the sponsors. Some people are still contacting me and donating, but currently I'm just going to list off the sponsors here. All these sponsors kind of donated in different ways, but Power Up, which is a local electrical company here in Delta County, UP Whitetails, UP Trappers, Lime Great Lakes Timberlands, Delta County Crushers is actually donating some shotgun shells, Beauchamp Landscaping out of Manistique, UPAR Scoops, which is mini golf and ice cream in Manistique, the Nayman Inn, of course, Michigan Outdoors Report, which is a Facebook page, Linda's Breadbox and Sporting Goods and Cooks, Michigan Hunting Dog Federation, and yeah, that's so far, that's our sponsor, so we appreciate all of them. They've all sponsored it in different ways, and that's how we're able to put this event on and how we're able to raise money, hopefully, for Delta County Crushers.
Colter Lubin is holding a Youper Squirrel Derby that's going to be held on the 16th of March. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it, and good luck with the event.
Yep, awesome. Thank you for having me, Craig, and if anybody has any questions, I'm really easy to contact. Just get a hold of me, and I'll answer any questions, or if you want to participate in the hunt, just contact me and we'll make that happen.
How do they contact you?
Yeah, just the best way to contact me is through Facebook Messenger, or send me an email at lubben1cc@gmail.com. And then also, if you just want to support Delta County Crushers, of course, those raffle tickets are available at the Rapid River Pub, Swallow Inn, Nayman Inn, and then at about after today at some point, probably tonight, I'm going to drop some off at Smith & Sons Lumber in Rapid River as well.
Thanks, Colter. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.